It is all your prayers tonight that the Spirit of the Lord would meet with us, that we'd each one receive the blessing that God has tonight. If you will turn with me over to John in the fourth chapter, begin reading a familiar story, begin reading with the fifth verse. It said, "Then cometh he to a city of Samaria, speaking of Christ, which is called Sychar, near to the parcel of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Now Jacob's well was there, and Jesus therefore, being wearied with his journey, sat thus on the well, and it was about the sixth hour. And there cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water, and Jesus said unto her, Give me to drink. For his disciples were gone away into the city to buy meat. Then saith the woman of Samaria unto him, How is it that thou, being a Jew, askest drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. And Jesus answered and said, If thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, Give me to drink, thou wouldst have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. The woman said unto him, Sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then hast thou living water? Art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well, and drank thereof himself, and his children, and his cattle? And Jesus answered and said, Whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again." Can you see Jesus just indicating that earthly well that was right there? This woman had come to the well because she was thirsty. This woman had a longing in her physical body that she needed to be quenched. She had a thirst. She came to this earthly well, desiring to drink. Jesus was there, and He told the woman, He said, "Give me to drink." She said, "How are you even associating with me?" You see, the Jews did not associate with the Samaritans. Do you know sometimes probably all of us feel like a Samaritan? You know what a Samaritan is today? Someone that does not feel accepted. Someone that feels on the outside. Someone that you may look on sometimes and the devil is right there to cause people to think that they're isolated. And the devil is there, probably he has tried this on most everyone here tonight, to try to make you feel like that you're not accepted by God's people. We're accepted by the congregation, and you feel like you're on the outside looking in. And here this Samaritan woman said, asked Jesus, said, "Why are you even asking me? Don't you know that I'm a Samaritan?" And Jesus said, "If you knew the gift of God and who it is that saith to thee, give me to drink, if you just knew who I was, you would be asking me to give you a drink." And then Jesus told her, He said, "Whosoever drinketh of this water, of this earthly well, is going to thirst again. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life." And the woman said, "Sir, give me this water." Oh, tonight, if you had gone to get a drink before service and Jesus was standing there beside the drinking fountain, you were thirsty, wanting a drink, and Jesus said, "If you'll ask me to give you a drink, you'll never have to come back to this thing again. Lord, give me to drink." Tonight, is there anybody here that's thirsty? Do you know that each and every one of us have been thirsty in our life at one time or another? This woman came with a physical craving and desire, she was speaking of earthly water, but Jesus was speaking about spiritual water in this story here. He was speaking of something that would go beyond what the physical things of life can do. And God created within all of us a need for food. And if you do not eat, and most of us don't know what this is like, but if you have gone without food for a period of days to where you are in essence starving, there are people in other countries that you might be shocked at the things that they eat when they're hungry. When someone gets really hungry, I know in Africa they eat mice. And I wouldn't even begin, I would almost think I'd probably just rather die than that. But I know if I got hungry enough, If I got hungry enough until I had to have something to satisfy the need that my body had, I'd be doing things probably that I wouldn't eating things I'd never think I'd eat tonight. The Lord gave us a natural desire for that. The Lord gave all of us, we are emotional creatures. Do you realize that as much as we need to eat and drink, we need to be loved? And people that grow up not having love or not being able to give love, they grow up emotionally handicapped because God created us with emotions. He created us to love. As God gave us emotional needs and physical needs, so the Lord, it said, when He created us, He breathed within mankind a living spirit. He breathed into us and He gave all of us a soul. And that soul is vacant without God tonight. And all of us, if we do not have God in our life, and we do not have Christ in the middle of our spirit, there's going to be a vacancy there. And when there is a vacancy, there is a desperate calling for something to satisfy that longing. And we can look tonight and talk about the egregious sins that are in the world. We can look at people and look at how wicked they are. This woman here had been married how many times? 5 times. If the first one and second one and third one didn't satisfy, you really think the fourth and fifth one would have? This lady had a need in her spirit, and she was looking to the things of the flesh to try to satisfy the longing. Folks, I understand tonight why people go deep into sin. It's because their spirit, if it's not full of God, there is a void that is calling out to be satisfied. And so people then, they go to extremes, trying to find something to satiate the cry of their spirit. Something to satisfy the needs in their life. This is the reason why we look on and see the world and the condition that is. It's a world without God. People that don't know God, people that don't know the plan of salvation, people that don't know there is an antidote to a spirit that is void and vacant. But this is the reason people do strange things. This is the reason people do things that you can look on, you can look down your nose at them if you want. I might have been there. I would have been there except I found the answer. I found something that satisfied my soul. Folks, do you realize this is why people are searching? And this is sometimes where right in the midst of the camp, people are searching for something. And I don't criticize that tonight, because a life that has not experienced God doesn't fully understand what it's all about. But I have found that, as Jesus said, if you drink of the water that I'll give you, He said, it will be in you a well of water springing up into everlasting life. Folks, the answer to the world's problem, the answer to our problems tonight is to drink more of Jesus Christ. The answer tonight is to allow the Spirit of God, to allow Jesus to come in and fill that void that we feel. And there are many times that we say religion doesn't fill the void. And I agree with you. Religion does not fill the void that we have in our lives. There are people tonight that are drinking of many wells, searching for something to fill the vacancy that's in their life. And I ask you tonight, in love and in the fear of God, what wells are you drinking of? Each and every one of us tonight are drinking of some well or another. There is no substitute for what Christ can do in your life. There is something that water does in our body that nothing else. You can drink all the milk you want. You can drink all the Crystal Light you want. You can drink all the soda pop you want. But folks, our bodies need water. And when we drink other things, and I'm not saying there aren't some nutrients in other things, but when we drink Crystal Light, for example, a lot of water substitutes. People don't just want to get a glass of water. They want their tea or flavored water. They want something in it. Your body is having to work that much harder to try to get the pure water out of it. It's having to filter. There's no substitute. for just pure, simple water. Because, folks, that's what the body needs. Your body does not need crystal light. And there's nothing wrong if you drink that. But what our bodies need is pure water. Christ is what we need tonight to fill that need, that vacancy, and that void that's in our souls tonight. In young people, and not just the young people, but to all of us tonight, we can go searching for something else. You can look outside of what you know. You can look outside the things you've been taught. You can look outside, but I want you to know when you come back from searching, one of the songs says, I searched the world over. When you came back from searching, you know where we come back to? We're going to find Jesus is the only thing that can truly satisfy our soul. And I want to tell you tonight, I'm satisfied in Jesus. I am satisfied in Him. Folks, I found something. I found something that's invaluable tonight. I found that the Lord practically and realistically is my friend. I have found it goes beyond. You may get tired of hearing some things preached about. But I want to tell you, when you find Jesus tonight, it goes beyond the congregation. When you find Jesus, it goes beyond a movement. It goes beyond a standard. It goes beyond what you've been taught. It comes down, and we don't throw all of that out. Don't misunderstand me. But there are people tonight that are drinking of those wells and have not drunk of Jesus Christ. There are people tonight that are drunk. In a sense, spiritually speaking, they are drunk in drinking of the well of religion. They are drunk in drinking of the well of our standard is high. There are people that are drunk on that, but yet they have no relationship with Jesus Christ. Do you realize that when you come into a relationship with Jesus Christ, all of these other things are going to start to follow? They're all going to follow because now I love God with all of my heart and I'm happy and I'm content. And then as I learn more about my friend Jesus, I just draw closer and closer to Him and we can become more like Him. What well are you drinking of tonight? Many people have been drinking from the wrong well. Wells of men's religion. Wells that are full of forms of godliness. Drinking of the wells of the world. But folks, if you drink water, you will get the benefit of water. If you drink milk, you're going to get the benefit of milk. If you drink alcohol, you're going to get the results of alcohol. We cannot expect tonight, and take note of this, we cannot expect tonight to get the benefits of drinking water by drinking alcohol. That's a simple statement. But spiritually, the same thing applies. We cannot expect to have a happy life. We can't expect to say, well, Lord, I thought if I served You, I'd be happy. I thought that, Lord, I would have peace in my spirit if I served You. What well have I been drinking out of? The only way that we are going to experience the joy of the Lord, the only way we're going to be able to continually, daily, practically, have the peace of God in our life is when we are drinking of Jesus Christ. When you drink of Jesus Christ, folks, you will find happiness. When you drink of Jesus Christ, you will find peace in your spirit. And if you have been discouraged, I imagine most of us can probably say we've been there. When you've begun to get discouraged, if you have made some false starts in your experience with God, if tonight there have been places you said, I tried to get saved and I thought I was saved for a while, but it seems like that things just got hard and things were worse and I wasn't any happier. You probably weren't drinking of the right well. You probably weren't drinking of the right well. We can't expect to get these benefits tonight if we're not drinking of Jesus Christ. Can't expect the rest and the happiness. You see, Jesus said, in the world you shall have tribulation. All the other wells that are out there, folks, it'll temporarily satiate some things, some desires in your life. But when it gets to the end of the day, you're still going to have a longing in your spirit. When it gets to the end of the day, you're still not going to be happy. And the next morning you get up, you're going to have to go find something else to dull that longing and that desire that your spirit has. Drinking of the waters of Babylon are no substitute for the pure waters of truth that Jesus Christ has to offer. Babylon is something that has mixed air with truth. You see, Jesus Christ is truth. And many of, again, this discussion that many have had of trying to define doctrine and truth and Christ, and I read simply in John 1 that it says the Word became flesh. We cannot separate Christ from truth. We can't do that. If we try to separate Christ from what Christ represented, we're going to be drinking of another well. Babylon has mixed air. Babylon has kind of done, they put some things in the water that try to make it a little bit more glamorous. They try to make it a little bit more appealing, not to the spirit, but to the flesh. A little bit more glitter, a little bit more pizzazz to the message. That's what Babylon has done. Folks, drinking of the well of Babylon is no substitute for the purity of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Longing spirit is not going to be found. You see, taking this analogy a step further, people can get blessed in Babylon. You believe that? People can get saved in Babylon. Babylon being confusion of truth. People can get... But what's happening is this. The Spirit of the Lord, just like the body tries to draw water out of other things we drink, so the Holy Spirit does to people that are drinking of the well of Babylon. The Holy Spirit is still trying to get all the good out of it He can, that people could get truth to their souls. And so when they begin to get some of that truth, that's good. But eventually what happens, folks, that well is poisoned. And that which has been added to the water is going to end up bringing spiritual death. Because in Revelation, the 18th chapter, it says Babylon is fallen. It says it's a cage of every foul beast. Folks, it's fallen. It's a bankrupt system. It's not that there's not truth out there, but it's mixed. It's not pure. It's not offering that which is going to truly satisfy the spirit that is calling out for God and who He is. What water have you been drinking of tonight? There's another well that many are drinking out of, and I mentioned it. Scripture teaches us that in the last days there would be a form of godliness. Folks, a form of godliness will not get us to heaven. And I want to say to those that are younger again, there is a misconception sometimes, and I will take whatever blame falls on my shoulder here, but there is a misconception that the Church of God just teaches the standard that if you follow these rules, you're okay. I want to say that is a trick and a deception of the devil. That is not what the Church of God preaches. That is not what the Church of God teaches. That is not what the Bible teaches. There are things the Bible teaches us to do. And so when those are preached on, take it in the context of which it's given. But none of that substitutes for that relationship. This is the foundation of why we live like we do. This is the foundation for the things that we do and don't do. The foundation, folks, is Christ. He is our all in all. And when we love Jesus and we're drinking of Christ, and I realize there's something that the Lord is not pleased with in my life, Lord, I don't want to drink of any other well. Help me to focus and drink of You more, Lord. Help me to understand what the Bible teaches of me, that I can know more of what God wants of my life. But a form of godliness, folks, we need to deny that thing. Deny a form of godliness. Deny that relying on a movement. If I'm accepted by the group, I feel pretty good about myself. Everybody, for the most part, may think we're spiritual and we're doing pretty good. That's not going to get us to heaven. That's the reason why there's a lack of joy in your life if you're in that place. That's the reason you feel like you're just living to please everybody else rather than saying, Lord, I want to please You. It's because you've been drinking of a wrong well. Relying on traditionalism. Relying on those around about you that do have an experience with God. Folks, fellowship is important tonight. It is important. But fellowship in and of itself is not going to get us to heaven. Because the soul is still void. There's still a longing. And we can try to satisfy it with religion. We can try to satisfy it with music. We can try to satisfy it with all of these things. But again, you get to the end of the day, and there's still a cry of the soul. Still not satisfied. I'm missing something. The devil tries to make us think that the world will satisfy that. Have fun to go drink at some of those wells. Scripture talked, Moses talked about those that enjoy the pleasure of sin for a season. You see, it doesn't satisfy. You realize you can have some fun out in the world. We all know it. I'll agree with you. You can have some fun out there. There are some things you can go do that the saints don't teach. You have the right to do that if you want. But I want you to know it's not going to satisfy. At the end of the day, I look at people that are drinking of those earthly wells. And I watch as it has worked in their life. And the result is heartache. It's broken homes. It's homes where there is anger and strife and carnality. That's what drinking of those wells is going to bring. And the things of the flesh that the devil tries to paint such an enticing picture of, satisfy the flesh. It'll make you old real fast. The reason is it does not satisfy. We need to look beyond tonight instant gratification. We need to look beyond tonight what looks good to us in the flesh and realize that Jesus has given us an invitation and said, He told this woman, He said, if you knew who I was, you'd ask me to give you a drink. Because I have something to offer to you tonight. This is from Christ. I have something to offer to you tonight that will surpass everything that you've experienced in all of these other wells. I have something that you can take home with you, and when you get up in the morning, it'll still be there with you. And it is because that cry of the soul, it is because that void that is in our spirits has now been filled by God. A prime example, and I believe most of you are familiar with it, we're not going to read it, but the prodigal son is a prime example of someone that was looking for some other wells. He'd been at father's house, and he began to look out to the world, one thinking it looked more attractive. You realize after a little while, it said he spent all. Everything he had, and where were his friends then? We can go out and have a good time with our friend. We can have a big time, come home, we're still not satisfied. So we'll have to do something bigger and badder tomorrow. Have to find something else to try to cover up, to satiate that yearning that's in our spirits. He tried different earthly wells. Folks, dabbling in earthly wells will never fill the void. And what it's going to do is going to cause, if we give ourselves to drinking of these earthly wells, we are going to get more and more addicted to those things. And it's going to begin to be harder and harder to realize that the true peace and happiness comes from the soul being satisfied. Just like we need to eat and drink for our body, just like we need love and we need someone to love to be an emotionally healthy person, so to be well-rounded as God created us, our spirit is going to have to be filled with God. Dabbling in earthly wells will lead to greater trouble. I'm thankful, story of the prodigal son, it said he came to himself. And he began to realize, I've been drinking from the wrong well. been looking in the wrong place to find satisfaction. Been looking in the wrong place. Jesus said over in John 7:37, He said, "If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink." Tonight, if you're not saved, I want you to know that the Lord is extending an invitation. If you're thirsty and you feel that void, discontent, He's saying, you can come to me and drink. You can come to me and drink. And if you're saved tonight and you've been discouraged and you're not feeling that real joy that, you know, we teach, you read about in the Bible, but you're not really experiencing that, we need to start examining, what wells have I been looking to? What wells have I been drinking of? If you've been disappointed, and you have found in your experience that your expectations of peace and happiness have not come to pass in trying to serve the Lord, you've been drinking from the wrong well. Nobody had to tell me this. I know it personally to be true. When you truly drink of Jesus Christ and say, "Lord, I'm willing just to drink of You. Whatever I need, maybe I've been disappointed in myself," and the devil's right there to make you think salvation's not all it's cracked up to be. It's not what everybody says it is. Because look at this person. Look at my dad. He professes and I see what kind of joy he has. See? I know some people that claim to be saved and sanctified and I see their experience. I don't have to be saved to have as good as what they have. They may not be drinking of the right well either. But folks, if you will drink of Jesus tonight, regardless of your past experience, there is a reality to peace tonight. There is a reality to the joy of the Lord that you can take home with you tonight, that the Lord wants to give to you. I think about over in John 1, remember when Philip took the message to Nathanael? And he said, "We have found the Messiah." He said, "We have found the Messiah that was prophesied about." And he told him, and Nathanael said, "Can any good thing come out of Nazareth?" Philip's response was, "Well, come and see. Come and see for yourself tonight." Scripture says to taste and see that the Lord is good. You don't have to take my word for it tonight. But I would challenge and encourage each one of us here tonight, taste of God. See what He can do when you will really just humble your heart and say, "Lord, I want that fountain of life. I want the peace. I want the joy." Jesus came tonight to satisfy every spirit that has a longing in it. And tonight, if there is a longing in your spirit, and there's a void, and there's some kind of a vacancy, Jesus came to satisfy that void. In closing, over in Revelation, the 22nd chapter, Revelation 22, verse 17, said, "The Spirit and the Bride say, Come. And let him that heareth say, Come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely." Tonight, there's an invitation that the Spirit of God is extending to you. If you want happiness in life, if you want peace, if you want more than what you possess tonight, the Spirit of the Lord is saying, come. If you're thirsty tonight in your soul, come. And I assure you, the Lord will be here to meet the need that we have in our spirit.